26, how'd you lie? But still I question why. By suicide. Why?
By suicide.
By suicide. Why?
By suicide.
By suicide. Why?
By suicide.
By suicide. Why? By suicide. Why? By suicide. Why? By suicide.
Thank you. picking up a bit from a $50 mug. A few cups a day, my style's from above. The funk maker making funk raise out the mud. See, I've been doing this and now producers barely catching. Up with my horse jazz, I'm pain dispatching. When I'm in the mouth, then I'm up to much mischief. How can you lose when you cruise along to this ship? Funk so plump, plump like gin. Generation X where my style began. On a summer eve, I might go to the hill with my vintage Wilder on the wrist. It's so like a rototiller, roto-rooted with the funk. Funky like a drain pipe filled with gunk. There's none like me, cause I catch wreck nightly. When I'm in the lab, funk I don't take lightly. There's no rappers rapping like they really wanna rap. My name is Kareem, I like Roger and Zap. Clap on to the not to deliver. To really get the style, then you must come hither. You know what's like this. I relish the grind like PMD. I'm DMC. Drams really wanna freak me. Look at the color of the sky at night. Around 10 p.m. That's when I ignite up the funk through the speaker. The Fall Street Freaker ripping up a jam, then decide if it's a keeper. In the studio, I rock a Venice volcano. On the west, the seas is all land, yo. Listen to Serene, cause Serene is the way. The style of the future and from back in the day. If it ain't broke, you know it ain't no joke. I go to Cicinos with a bit and Fritos. Piece the hype and the way we roll. I got gravy soul, I rock the suede, you know. The vintage Allen Edmonds, give me all the lessons. To understand Kareem, you must comprehend the essence. You know what's like this. Word up. Yeah, you know what's like this. Word up.
And that was just Mocha Only with Drainpipe. And Mocha Only is actually a Vancouver-based hip-hop artist, and he's been making music since the 90s. He's been releasing stuff since, I think, 1996. And I first came across him the other day. I was looking through the tracks or the records at my local record store, and I found his album, Lime Green, and I played it and I was like, oh, this is actually like some good hip hop stuff. And I also found out that he's local from Vancouver. And it was really funny. I was reading on the back of the record and it had written like, expect something new every time from Mocha Only. And then there was also his email with a little message to any ladies wanting to get together at all. So If you want to get his email, go down to Audiopile, get his album Lime Green, and send him an email. But before that, we had Haute Couture by Man on Man, and Man on Man is a musical project by a gay power couple. It's these two boyfriends that make this music. Their names are Joey Holman and Roddy Bottum, B-O-T-T-U-M. So yeah, some good math rock, indie rock kind of vibes. All right. So the next set I'm going to play, or the next set of tracks I'm going to play, I'm going to try to make you dance. So prepare for that after this.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
Everyone should be treated equally, and the legal system should work for the people, not against them. Every day, our network of supporters, lawyers, and educators from across the country continue to fight against injustice and oppression, both in and outside of the courtroom and at all levels of government.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
Okay, as I said, these next couple of tracks, I'm going to make you dance with them. So we started out slow and moody, and now we're getting ready for the weekend. So this first track is called Dance by Cerebral, and he is a Victoria-based artist. And you spell, if you want to look him up, it's $IRREBRAL, Cerebral. All right, let's get into it.
Yeah. I La señora Josefina me da buena especial. Vine a 2x5, me lo llevo sin pensar. Es que esto no te lo encuentras en ningún otro lugar. Me agarra y me dice, mira, mija, lleva más, más, más. Siempre me hace regresar, sal, sal.
Y'all better be dancing out there. So that was Just Santi by STV. And then before that, we had 5050 Extended Mix by Jockstrap. So interesting little fact about Jockstrap. If you don't know, they are a duo, and the female vocalist is also in Black Country New Road. And I was listening to Jockstrap before... I was listening to Black Country New Road, and then I think someone pointed out to me that, like, she's in both bands, and it was really cool. I don't listen to Black Country New Road that much, but I acknowledge that they are very talented and they do make good music. But I did get to see Jockstrap live at the Fox sometime last year. I can't remember. But really great performance, great vocals. Go check them out. And then before that, we had, and again, I apologize for my pronunciation on this, Al Siguiente Nivel by Javiera Mena. Really fun 80s pop kind of feel to it. I think that album came out in the early 2000s, like 2002 or something. I can't remember right now. But anyways, if you want more of the 80s pop kind of deal, I would go check her out. Javiera Mena, Javiera Mena. So if you're just tuning in, you are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, and I have been your host for the hour, Elena. Make sure you stay tuned after this for Free Voices. And we also stream online at cjsf.ca. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and on our website. So I think that is all for me this week. This, I think, is going to be my last segment on open mic. So look out for me at a different time slot in the future. But it's been very nice to have this 2 to 3 kind of spot to jam out to. And I've really enjoyed it. And I hope you have too. So thank you very much for listening. And I hope that you tune in whenever I show up again on this station. Keep listening for Free Voices in a couple minutes.
This is Bird Note. Before the high-tech gadgets used to track bird migration today, a Louisiana ornithologist studied migration with one simple tool, a telescope aimed at the moon. George Lowry dreamed up moon watching in the 1940s to prove that birds regularly migrated across the Gulf of Mexico. He knew you could see the silhouettes of migrating birds passing in front of the full moon through a telescope. Working with an astronomer, Lowry turned moon watching counts into standardized measurements to compare the amount of migration at different places and times. On a ship docked on the coast of Yucatan, Lowry pointed his telescope out over the gulf. He calculated that 3,700 birds crossed an imaginary one-mile line on the water every hour. Then, in the 1950s, he organized the first continent-wide survey of migration patterns with thousands of volunteers across North America. Moonwatching became obsolete once scientists began using radar to monitor migration. But you can still point a telescope at the moon and see those flickering silhouettes of birds on the move. Learn more about the history of bird migration research in Rebecca Heisman's new book, Flight Paths, How a Passionate and Quirky Group of Pioneering Scientists Solved the Mystery of Bird Migration. For BirdNote, I'm Michael Stein.
I'm Dr. Anthony Leizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Sitting at the computer might not make you feel close to nature, but some internet users are actually helping to plant trees while they search the web. Ruby Au works for a search engine called Ecosia.
We are like any other search engine on the web, and like other search engines, we run on an advertising model. But the difference with us is we put 100% of our profits from ad revenues into tree planting and climate action.
Ecosia reports that since launching in 2009, it has financed the planting of more than 170 million trees worldwide. The trees are planted by local organizations, and each project is tailored to its location. In Uganda, for example, the company supported the development of wildlife corridors for chimpanzees. In Morocco, Ecosia helped plant fruit trees that can provide income for local communities. The company also funds urban forestry projects in cities like New York and Los Angeles. Au says Ecosia has more than 20 million users, and every time someone visits the site, they can see a running tally of how many trees their searches have helped to plant.
It is such a simple and easy way to take climate action.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication.